Hello, what's going on? Hasher? There's so many ways you can go with that. I like that. Isn't a haberdasher a hat maker? Isn't that why that is, Sonra? I read that the phrase mad as a hatter comes from hat makers used to use mercury when making hats, and that would get into their skin and cause them to go mad. Yeah, that's how you know it's good. If it has that mercury in it, it's a good hat. Since it's, yeah, this is random facts with Asher. I'm like the all-star on bar trivia nights. If you want free wings and beer, you just bring me in. I'm the mercenary. I read that's pretty good. You got a genuine laugh out of me. That's good. All right. So, patch week. We got a big patch coming up. Did I ever get revenge for goblins dropping a tree on me? Wasn't it Tess? I'm pretty sure it was Tess. So, all right. Yeah. I heard the text on. I'm gonna look at it after the fireside. Don't worry. All right. So. Patch day, Lancer Dreads. Let's talk about those. They're not looking to be very strong. They have the jump freighter shooting aspect, right? And that's but the actual in combat aspect, it's not looking to be super strong as of right now. Like there's some things you can do with them, but we're not super high on them right now. As far as the jump freighter thing, we have some plans for that going on, and those will be coming out soon. So, I know some of our jump freighter pilots have been sort of running around like chickens with their head cut off, or Mad Hatters, and we've been working on that. That's been sort of the number one thing we've been working to address the last few weeks. So, there'll be some stuff coming out about that soon. So, if you're a worried jump freighter pilot, don't worry so much. We've got some stuff handled. There are some other changes in the patch. Pretty exciting stuff. Large rails are getting a buff, so fitting team is definitely looking at that. That's something we're, looking at very interesting with interest. Yeah, we're looking at that with interest. Paladins are getting nerfs. All marauders are getting nerfs, but paladins are getting like three of them. So we don't use paladins, so that's good for us. It's bad for other people who use paladins. But yeah, they're especially PvP focused nerfs, not PvE focused. So if you're using one in PvE, it's really not that big of a deal. But if you're using one in PvP, it is that big of a deal. Super Train, insane buff. Yeah, Remy. Super Trains did get a very large buff. That's something that we're looking at. And so it is a possibility that the rogue could go for more than an ESS defense ship. So, like a mainline doctrine, that's certainly a possibility.
Megatrons.
And that's also a possibility. Apple just loves to say Megathrons whenever we talk about large rails. Those may be less of a possibility, but it's certainly not off the table. Naga is buffed too. Yeah, anything that uses large rails is buffed, just in general. I really want to fly my Mega again. Such a cool looking ship. If we flew ships based on aesthetics, I mean, we would look cool until we were all wrecks. Unfortunately, that's how it would go. We would be the coolest looking dead fleet. Pretty big buffs there. Stuff the fitting team is looking at that could definitely lead to some changes coming up soon. There's some other stuff coming up in the patch. One thing is Keepstar skins, and it looks like we'll be able to eventually get a Keepstar skin on 1DQ Imperial Palace. Basically, it depends on when CCP releases the Evermark transfers because the Holding Corp doesn't have any because there's not real characters in there. The Palatine Keepstar is still 52% done, Conrad, so we're no closer, but I mean it's only been 1 week since I reported on that, so it's not really a concern. In other news, the game's best copiers, Pandemic Horde, have copied again. They have copied our home defense Blops doctrine. Basically, they just took it and they made it worse, which is pretty much standard for them. I know Frat's doing them as well, but Frat tries a lot of new things. Horde just basically has spent the last 5 years copying us, just worse. Gobbins wanted to call his people bees, but he couldn't do that, so he called them beans. Like he didn't even make it like not super obvious that he was just copying that. It's just been like that the whole time. So another Horde innovation, that was adopted 3 months after Goons did it. So well done. All right. That's about all I wanted to talk about as far as things we had planned. If you have any questions, go ahead and throw them in the chat and I'll get you. Why are Init still in Imperium Intel channels? I don't think that was something we've really considered. They can be in there and give intel, that's fine. Any updates to the new industry taxes? Industry taxes are not really my forte, but someone can talk about that, I'm sure. Will I come to FanFest? No.
We don't have numbers yet, but there will be updated guidance for what manufacturing taxes and et cetera should be after the patch.
Asher, any alliance? All right, yeah. Any alliance LP policy? So CCP has tied LP tax to your regular tax, so the alliance will be taxing that at the same rate as your ISK tax. I mean, it's just it's going to be the same as CCP has made it. You know, they're not separable, so it'll be the same as the ISK tax. Am I hyped about Messi? To some degree, yeah. I'm not a huge fan of football except when like the World Cup is on, but you know, it's still cool. Any change in the Diplo situation in the Northwest, B2 versus Frat or PH? So there hasn't been a lot of change. I mean, this war has gone, I wouldn't say cold, but it's gone lukewarm. You know, we went there, it got real hot. We did what we said we were going to do. You know, we had a nice victory. And then, you know, we reset to a jump clone deploy. And there were a lot of people on the other side who was like, oh, yeah, now goons have abandoned them. They're going to get run over. And obviously, we knew that wasn't going to happen, and it hasn't happened. So we were right. I don't know what to tell you. Like it's, we're still going up there and fighting, at, you know, important timers. There just haven't been that many, but we are committed to being there if we need to be. We don't plan to move dreads back until a future date, Kavita. Did you ever find the crabs to do crab things? I don't know what that means. We were pushing crab cools and crab beacons, and we've seen an uptick in those, and we're still trying to get people into them. I mean, it's just like, it's just a great way to make money. So yeah. And you know, Beehive's been up and running, and you're talking about the last time when I was like, we have lots of people defending and not enough crabs. Yeah, I think we've seen a bit of an uptick in crabs since I said that. Yeah, it was the weirdest request I probably ever had to make. Can we get a class on crab beacon thing? Sure, that wouldn't be hard. We can do that. It's not that hard, but yeah, it's easy. We can do a class. Every now and again, I run and like I just do a ping and I'm like, I'm doing them if you want to come watch. So I'll try to do that a couple more times too. Am I English or American? I am American. When is May Metrics? I don't know. You guys want to know how to tell like a British person and American apart almost entirely? It's not 100% accurate, but it's like 98%. Just ask them to say the word butter, like you know what you put on your toast. Brits almost always really hit those T's pretty hard, and Americans say them like D's. Americans like butter, and Brits are like butter. I can't even do it. It sounds weird, but yeah. Yeah, aluminum, aluminium, that's good. I've noticed that Brits don't do the H as much anymore. Like that we've sort of infected them with our H, and you don't hear that H nearly as much. Of course you live in castles. Yeah, just ask if they live in a castle. That's the easiest way to tell if a person is British or American. Jeff, when? No plan. Yeah, GB, that's called semantic satiation, when you have when you say a word so many times that it doesn't stop sounding like a word anymore. So it's feeling really weird. That's semantic satiation.
Did you mention the great update on PI that's going to happen with this patch?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Man, I can't believe I forgot PI. But no, it actually is worth talking about. So PI is basically being divided in half, or the structures that can carry them are being multiplied by two. So that's a bingo. So you can hit, let's see, you can have your PI like stored for like twice as long in the structure now. So you don't have to check it as much if you don't want to. And you can move twice as much in the same, you know, amount of space. So you can have bigger loads if you're into that. But it's generally just PIs, they're making it a little easier, you know? Brainlet, yeah, there's a PI guide there. Someone well, I'm sure will link it. Dynex is in the chat. So like if you want to just talk PI, just message Dynex. He loves to chat about it. He's like the evangelist for PI. There you go. Please don't ever say Poggertron in the channel again. Thank you.
I think Floyd is in the spy for B2.
Yeah. We promoted Dynex like a couple weeks ago. So I guess he actually officially got that job. So you're a couple of weeks behind Ian Sabo. Will the Alliance field dreads more often with the upcoming cost changes? It's a really complex question. I can't be like yes or no. Certainly the cost of it has to factor into your decisions to use them. That being said, you can't just say like blanket yes or blanket no, because they're a tool for a specific time and a specific need, and it depends on what the enemy is using and how well it will, you know, how well it'll work against that and what they have. It's a complex question. So we would like to use them more. It's a great time for me to push what's my version of PI, which is Phoenixes or Zenitras. We want you guys in Phoenixes, Navy or regular flavor, or Zenitras. Obviously, if you want to get another dread, we're not going to kick you out, but those two are the ones we're pushing hard. Zernicias are super good. Like, I keep saying this over and over again, and I hope people are listening to me, because I want to see just 100 of them on the field next time we field dreads. I was pretty disappointed with our numbers last time, but even with the small numbers we had, we used them very well. And they are being lowered in cost, and basically, when you factor in the fit, they're cheaper than faction dreads, so they're pretty awesome.
And you should get two Zernicias, one for the deployment zone and one for Delph, because like they're also good at defensive stuff. So get Zernicias, more Zernicias.
How much is Zern these days? I think they're like, what, around 7 to 8 billion, something like that.
Beyond 20 is even better.
Down when this patch comes out.
Yeah.
But at least two per character. That, like, per Dread Pilot, you should need to have at least two Dreads. One to stay in Delph and one to deploy.
The Apple with the upsell there. They are cheaper than a Marshall, good point. Hey, if you can't afford one, Crap Ghouls. It's a good way to make money.
Or go Ishtar Redding on 5 characters.
Can't afford Doric either. The Ridden Ghost, that's the thing, is, man, getting money in Eve is sort of pulling yourself up through each level. And that is why we offer sort of the loan program, so that, you know, if you want to, you know, jump ahead on that and you have the skills, it'll let you do it. Because it's very much getting the, you know, the capital to get going, and then that capital becomes more capital, and it's sort of a virtuous cycle. But the longest part of it is the start. Beyond Nox with the good links, there you go. All right, so any other questions I haven't got to, throw them out there, I'll answer them if I can.
Sanru linked it in chat, but we do have a an open sig for people to join for faction warfare, to try to bring the groups doing it together and give central comms to use.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's your favorite color of the alphabet? 3. When is Init resetting us? We have a ton of assets in Mountain. They aren't resetting us. We aren't resetting them. There's no reset going on. We're staying blue. So, I mean, I would move your assets out of Fountain, you know, but there's no plan for a reset. What's my favorite steak topping? Obviously, A1 steak sauce, you know, clearly. Is Brisk in Ilum? No, and I don't think he wants to be. Lucima, probably me, just going by statistics. So when are they actually resetting us? They're not resetting us. We're not resetting them. Who do we get in contact with in Goons for recognition of a lost court member? That's a good question. There is a thread. I think it might be pinned in the war room. You can post in there. And there's also a project being run. I linked it last week. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Give me a couple seconds. Hey, there you go.
Also, if you want to have like a sign of vigil or anything like that, contact any Goon director and they can help you with that. Let's get that set up.
I'm just going to tell you guys something true, and if you don't agree with this, then you're just wrong. If you're getting a stake, anything higher than medium, like medium well or well, you aren't getting a stake. It's terrible and disgusting. So it needs to be medium, medium rare, or rare. Those are the only options. Yeah, I figure like talking about cooking steaks is probably a really good way to rile up Elysium. Is a fork a stakeholder? Crab, just get out, please. Stop. Yeah, that is a joke you would make, Sniper. That's the exact kind of joke you would make, and I'd have thrown at you. You would think it is good. Why are you even here? You're on vacation. Go away.
He's not allowed to take vacation from his space job. Are you kidding?
Yeah, he has. What points are we giving out? Pollen points? That's our new thing. He doesn't have enough pollen points to go on vacation yet. I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Right. I used up all my PTO playing Diablo 4.
Yeah. Can I cook steak in water? Yeah, sous vide it. You just need to have it vacuum sealed. It's a good way to cook steak. All right. I think we've addressed most of the questions. We discussed steak. Had a good time. 24 Hours of Le Mans is on if you guys are interested in racing. It's pretty exciting. There's a NASCAR running in it. It is hilarious, but actually pretty cool. They're running a NASCAR at the 24 Hours of Le Mans. I can get you like a bootleg stream. Hang on. There you go. It's all on TV as well, but you know. Yep, Ferrari has a really fast car, and they have terrible pit strategy. So really, I'm pretty par for the course for them. All right, lads, thank you all for coming. Appreciate you being at the fireside. I will talk to y'all later.